I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We welcome you all to a Roll to Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janus, and Sean Flerl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
Opens it by first turning to Saba and Janus. I see Orin has returned intact. Report.
A difficult action resulting in a positive net gain for the house, though our Fremen is out for 3 days due to injuries sustained during our travel back. We were waylaid.
By whom?
There was a complication. We picked up a member of the Midnight Syndicate.
Mercenaries. So you were subject to a targeted attack?
It would seem so.
Were they attempting to kill you?
Capture.
Interesting.
And take our Fremen, our asset. We navigated it well. No loss on our part. Captured one of theirs. We will begin interrogations later tonight.
Fabulous.
Very good, very good. He may not know who his employees are, but he should point us towards who we can squeeze to find out.
Question for you, Phil.
Yeah.
What is the trait of this scene?
Oh, good question.
Ooh.
Because I presume we're probably going
this
to have
is
to
a
go.
Scene.
We're going to have to go against, maybe not each other, but against the Viscount in guiding him to what we think is the right move.
Hmm. Potentially.
Trying to get him on side or potentially quelling his concerns or something like that.
Or what plans take priority amongst ourselves.
Yeah,
as well.
In the hierarchy of our intentions. So,
council.
Council. Okay, yeah. Very good. Then I'm going to do what I always do.
Passive scrutiny into theory,
putting
into practice.
Theory into practice.
Okay.
Free trait for the scene.
When you say council, do you mean council with a C or council with an S?
The one that is not one talking person to the other, you mean?
It's a council with a C.
Yes, great. A
this
gathering.
Is a gathering of minds.
Yes,
yeah. Right.
Not to be council. Yeah.
Yeah. A council.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What is the information that I gather?
You get one dice worth of success, essentially.
Yep.
Yeah. So you have to ask me a question.
That's a good
you.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
How is
what information do you have for me?
What information do you want? I have lots of. I literally have all of the information.
That's true. You do.
That's not a question. I have all the information, please?
How is the Viscount this evening?
He is agitated, but not necessarily in agitated in the most kind of direct sense of the word. He is not like nervous agitation. He is churning.
He has been agitated. Yes.
He understands that a lot of things in motion. There are positives to be gained, but also dangers to be navigated. He is focused and alert. And I'll tell you this as well.
Ooh,
he mm-hmm. seems to be pretty... Maybe he's had a little bit more spice than usual.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to create for him, or for the scene,
mm-hmm.
the trait decisive. That whatever the flow is, it will quickly tumble into
decision making. This is how we try and run our weekly meetings. We try to give them the trait decisive.
We all come in agitated.
Yeah. Come in agitated and try and leave decisive.
Yeah, we try and use. We try and make the trait decisive.
And we've all had more spice than usual.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes
that's
we roll bad.
Excellent. So it's a council, and it is a decisive council about making.
We're looking
decisions.
To come away with. An implicit plan going forward.
Well, I expect a full report on what you glean from this mercenary as soon as you've interrogated him.
If I may.
Saba, yes, speak, please.
I wish to head the extracting of information.
I would not have anyone else perform the interrogation. Your results speak for themselves, Saba.
Saba looks briefly at another member warrior who sometimes takes up the interrogations and gives him a wry little smile as if I got that.
If it please you, Viscount Vadim.
My dear, yes, speak.
I would like to sit in on this interrogation.
Of course, yes. Wherever you feel your resources are best spent.
Wonderful.
I trust you implicitly. Whatever you glean from him, please make sure it finds its way to me before you continue pressing where it may lead. I suspect our dear rivals are attempting to undermine us as usual, but we shall see if that is the case.
With this elevation in position for our house, our rivals, our number of rivals only grow stronger.
Yes. On that note, where is that report on our outstanding obligations? And the other house Mentat steps forward. They fulfill a much different role to you, Janice. They are an information repository.
Yay.
They're a record keeper.
Yeah, they're a hard drive.
Which one of you's a Mac and which one's a PC?
I'm the Mac.
You're adaptable.
Yeah.
This guy's more of a server stack, right?
Yeah.
You're more of a personal computer. You're actually, useful for doing things.
Yes. Yeah.
He's just like a storage medium.
Yeah. I said a Mac and a PC.
Yeah.
Okay. I said what I said.
As someone who uses a Windows, I feel bad about saying that.
I recount that.
You can actually run games.
No, I can't. I'm a Mac.
Our most pressing obligation and most difficult client to navigate will be House Zaloria. Zaloria's contract with us has been active for over 10 years. Not only do they license our spotters and prospectors, they are also frequent purchasers of our Fremen security bulletins. I calculated likely that they will be unhappy with our breaking of contract. Perhaps they will take it as a personal attempt to undermine their operations and are likely to pursue sanctions against us with Chom.
This is most likely.
Likely that they will pursue it or likely that they will succeed?
Likely that they will succeed if they pursue it.
Well,
which means we have to cut them off before they do such a thing.
Or assuade them not to pursue it.
Exactly.
Intimidating them into not making that choice will be the only thing that will stop sanctions from Chom.
Mentat, who is the head of House Zaloria?
His eyes roll back.
Some people call him Tim.
A Junie name. Or like a normal name.
Ezekiel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go in Hebrew.
Tarith.
Go Roman or Greek pantheon.
No, Marcus. Count.
Hey. Marcus.
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 Aurelius. Sorry.
Count Marcus Zaloria.
Marcus Zaloria.
Count Marcus Zaloria. They are a somewhat wealthy and powerful house from their continued spice mining operations. They have good sway with Chom. I agree with Janus that they are likely to succeed in instituting a fine or even confiscation of shares in recompense.
Any heirs to the house?
Yes. A young man, Tarleth.
Tarleth. Interesting.
Janus, I agree, says Vadim. They are likely to succeed if they take this to tribunal. If we can convince them that it is not in their best interest to do so, we could head off a difficult sanction that would hinder our ability to prepare for the Great Expedition. I expect you to work on this in the coming days.
It is already done.
What other liabilities?
Other liabilities?
House Vortellus, a technologically based house working in advanced energy systems. Their contract has been active with us for far less time, only 4 years. But they depend on our advanced weather predictions for their development of technologies in the deep desert. They are unaware that these predictions come from our Fremen contacts.
The solution, as I see it, for both of these is whilst we will be voiding these contracts, breaking them, this is only, potentially, as far as we can assuade them, a temporary measure.
A stopgap.
And that these contracts will be renegotiated into the future.
Of course. There is to be a new fiefdom in Arrakis. Naturally, everything will shift, and we will potentially need to redraw new contracts as a result. I like this, Janice.
We cannot let slip, though, that this is the case, that we know this.
No,
the Harkonnens would punish any leaking of information critically. So, we must let them know this without letting them know this, and encourage them to see the fact that this fiefdom is changing. And with this, Janice will look around to make sure that no one is listening into this conversation, that should not be listening into this conversation. The Mentat's going to keep quiet because, of course, he is.
Not that you can tell. Mm. This is supposed to be the most secure place in the compound.
Can I actually do a constantly watching role? Because this, an instance where Saba, what we're doing right now is not in Saba's wheelhouse. He does not speak unless he's spoken to. Mm. So he has to fulfill the role of a guard. And what he's looking to, especially now that he can feel the tone of the conversation changing into the more nitty-gritty of secrets and lies and truth, he wants to make sure that there indeed is no danger or hidden enemies that the others are potentially not able to see because they are focused on the meeting at hand.
Remind me exactly how it works.
I do a skill check to detect danger and or hidden enemies, and I reduce the difficulty by 2.
Make me a difficulty 2 communicate role.
And this is absolutely going to be a duty because he is doing this in service of the house.
Could I also make, while I'm chatting, make a roll as well in that sort of style?
For the same thing?
Difficulty 4?
Yes, difficulty 4.
Yes, for me. Yeah.
Would this adhere to my statement of obeying my house in all things? His role here is to, because his role is as security guard.
And guard to Lady Disha.
Yes.
More his, specifically.
Because his,
yeah,
his,
this
his
isn't against, this isn't no, against your,
because his place here
statement
is not to speak and be involved with these unless he's spoken to. His role is to keep things safe and secure.
Yeah, you're a security guard.
What,
essentially.
What trait
just
are you
a
using?
Really friggin' cool one.
Yeah.
What trait are you using?
To make this possible.
Yes.
That it's a council.
Okay,
he can
cool.
see
yes.
He
yes.
can see everybody.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's just to steer
yes.
into
yes.
the fact
so
of
that.
So
that trait makes it possible.
Yes. Yes.
You can't use the decisive trait. You're not making
no,
a decision.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
But to make the possible, you can use the trait.
Trait.
Council.
Council.
Right.
Yep.
It makes the role possible. So yours is reduced to 2.
2. Let's use 2 that I can actually see the d20s.
Oh, you're too late now, but I was going to ask you if you want to buy any dice.
No, I was figuring not, but I got 2 successes anyway.
You did?
I did. I got a 6 and a 13, and I had to beat a 14.
Okay.
No, I had to beat a 13, but beats it.
You see the house archivist and the chief steward whispering to each other. You can't know what they're saying or if it's explicitly anything meaningful, but it just gives you the ever so slightly like, I wonder.
How many successes did you get, Sean?
I just met the 2 successes
okay.
required.
Met the 2 successes, yeah.
Well, in that case, Saba, while more is going on, he's going to wait until, like, because the conversation is flowing at
it's
this
flowing,
point.
It's flowing, yeah. So this can be happening in the background. Everything we're speaking about at the moment, this is what Saba is doing while the conversation flows about Zeloria, about House Vortellus as well. Vortellus.
What he is aiming to do is, and using my talent of subtle step, which enables me to get by the extra d20 for free, is he is going to, within the flow of conversation, remove himself, step out of the council, do a wide berth around as if he's got another place to be. And he's aiming to get closer to the conversation without being spotted or seen. Because subtle step enables me to do a move test to sneak past an area. Sneaking past the council area, I assume they're like more so at the back around the space.
Because it's so circular.
Yes.
You know, everyone looking upon each other. You're not so much sneaking in the shadows as you are concealing your deliberate move.
That's exactly right.
As it's a casual one.
The idea is it's more like, I'm going here because this is where I'm meant to go.
I'm moving around the perimeter.
Yes.
Because I watch for things.
Yes.
And also, as I've said before, the meeting is not completely static.
Yes.
Other people come and go. The head steward comes and goes. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, to make it subtle enough.
Yes.
and also before their short tete-a-tete
is
wraps
finished.
Up, it's difficulty 3.
Great. Well, I've got my extra d20 for free using the subtle step talent, and I'm also going to give you one threat to make it 4. So I'm aiming with 4, and this is still adhering to my duty. He sees an issue, he is going to solve it.
Let it roll, baby.
3 successes.
Excellent.
He makes a point of, he takes one step back to put himself out in line of Lady Disha, because I imagine he would have been quite close to her side. Take a step back and just start in a circular pattern, starts to walk around the space, beelining like across the courtyard for like an exit that you can see that puts him in the path of the conversation behind the two members that are talking. That's kind of the idea. It's like almost like a spiral around to meet near them is the goal, the aim.
You get close enough to hear as the conversation finishes. The archivist says, yes, I'll be sure to draw up those records for you and have them available to you before the steward nods and rushes off. So it's all you discover.
Yep.
They have a conversation, the archivist and the head steward, about drawing up some records.
You'll continue the spiral around, and eventually as he passes by around the other side where Janus would be, is he quietly and surreptitiously relays this information.
There's a short break in the conversation as you can quickly bend his ear.
Lowers himself over, whispers the two names and a brief sentence summarizing what was told, and doesn't have eye contact. It's enough to relay and then place himself back by Lady Disha's side.
It's not an unusual occurrence. People are nipping in and out all the time, relaying little pieces of information and needed updates as they go. And so this is passed on to you, that a potentially suspicious conversation between two members of the house that don't necessarily need to communicate that often.
Great. I will like to figure it out what they were talking about.
From that piece of information.
From that piece of information.
So let's have an understand. It's a very slight piece of information.
So I'll use the trait Mentat to make the roll.
To make the roll, yeah, excellent.
Or spy. Actually, I'll use the trait Mentat to make the roll. I'll use the trait spy to reduce the difficulty.
Make it easier, yeah.
I'll use my asset Sappho.
Are you going to drink some Sappho?
I'll drink so Sappho.
Yeah.
To
drink so Sappho.
Drink so Sappho.
Drink so Sappho.
Yeah. To
steps it down one more.
One more difficulty.
Yeah.
I am doing this as a duty action or a power action, up to you.
Why are you doing this?
Because a member of staff has told me that there is something strange happening.
Between these two people.
That's duty then, isn't it? It's in service of the house.
It's a structured, organized thing.
Yeah.
I presume it's duty.
Yeah, it's duty. Yeah.
Yep.
What's
I'm
your
not
duty?
Doing it
for 8. What's your duty statement?
What must be done must be done.
You have to figure out if there's any leaks.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, and it was also drawn specifically to you.
Yes. Why are they having this conversation? And it's deductive reasoning.
Yes.
Great.
Cool.
So I have reduced the difficulty by 2.
Yep.
I'm trying to roll under 16. 8's are criticals. 2 dice. I'll buy an extra die with threat.
So you now have got 4 threat.
Cool.
No, 5 threat.
5 threat.
5 threat.
I'm going to spend a threat to make it more difficult again.
Okay.
And it's difficulty 3 now.
Sweet.
What's your... How many d20s?
It was a 4. It was already 4. You reduced it by 2. And then I bumped it up to 3 again.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is relevant or anything. Sappho is an asset.
Yeah. Most stuff is an asset.
Yeah, cool.
And here he's using it to like turbocharge his Mentat powers to take one piece of information...
Relayed from someone else.
Yep.
Turn it into a bigger piece of information.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly right. That is 4 successes.
Oh, great.
So a momentum?
Yes, please.
What it's... smells like mentally is informant. That's what it smells like.
Yes.
Informant.
That one of them is an informant.
Yes.
For, or both of them are informant.
But you can't work out who.
Sure.
But you have another momentum if you want to.
I'll spend the momentum to figure out who. I'm a Mentat, so the idea of those two people speaking about what? Archives?
It was records being drawn up.
Records being drawn up.
But that could be code for something.
It absolutely could.
Yeah.
But the information is going one way or the other.
I'm assuming this is all just between Janus and Saba. There's no. I wouldn't.
If so, been relayed and this is a private moment he's doing in his brain computer.
Yeah. I'm not noticing anything.
You
just
know
more,
that's
if
pretty
you
obvious when he's doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
I mean, if I am your personal guard, I would say it's fair to say you would have noticed me break rank and go around.
I mean, unless we're in initiative action, like turn action where it's turn. We can do all of this in kind of split seconds.
It's more just like if there is a thing of, okay, Saba's left, he comes back, I whispers something
to Janus.
I put my hand on his shoulder. I've noticed a strange flow and that now you are computing.
What you see most notably is not Mentat computing stuff necessarily, but is drink Sappho.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is... oh, he needs to think about something.
Yeah. And if you put your hand on Saba just says under his breath, potential complication.
Hmm. I don't know who this is referring to at all. No,
you have a chance to reconvene in a second.
So I spend the point of momentum. Who is the traitor?
So you don't know who the traitor is. What I will say is you have long suspected that there's an imperial informant in the house.
That makes sense.
Right. As there probably is in most houses. This is Dune. The Empire has House Carino. The House of the Empire has a vested interest in everything that happens on Dune. So it stands to reason that there's probably an Imperial informant in the house somewhere. That's where your mind goes.
I will relay this in a second to the lady with a quick hand and a brushed, like a whispered sentence in the ear.
My love, potentially, while the other servants are busying themselves, should we potentially take this conversation to a quieter place?
Do you grow bored of our council already? There are a few items left, but of course.
No, I wish to continue conversing, rather with a change of location, as I make one quick lift of an eyebrow.
Carry on, I shall return shortly. He stands to his feet, where he was previously in a tight conversation with his staff. He stands to his feet and he follows you to... Where would you like to go?
Oh, I mean, any kind of... Not that there's corners, but a dark recess in the house.
You can step out into a nearby corridor, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want him to use his damper?
I also have one, but I mean, I guess if it's a...
You put your Ixion damper up?
Yeah.
What? It was so urgent that it couldn't wait until after the meeting was finished. We were being quite productive, I thought.
Imperial informant.
Yes, Janus has been warning me that he suspects they have someone in the household.
It would be strange of them not to.
Yes. You have news of him. Them.
Just that they were in that conversation.
Ah.
We may continue, but treading, I suppose, as the Fremen do, lightly and without leaving too much of a trace for those listening.
Have Janus come to me privately and reveal his suspects to me later, and we shall decide what to do. Thank you for bringing this to me urgently.
Oh, but we must have a reason. And I will dishevel his hair a little bit and perhaps like wiping some of the colour off my lips onto his cheek.
You are known for your insatiability.
Some know me for that.
And I am quite irresistible.
And
they come...
Still got it!
Yeah. And they come back out and they look like they have perhaps had a quick tryst. She was taken by the power and competence of her spouse and had to...
Love a competent spouse.
Had to pat him right there.
Absolutely. By count virility, more like it.
Oh, you know, I love a decisive person.
Finally, what of our less official obligations? Several smuggling operations do use our Fremen network. Some even have access to the tunnels that are on the outskirts of Carthag. I don't see that we necessarily need to cancel these obligations, as they are not official to begin with. Do you share this assessment?
Yes, there is nothing to cancel because there is nothing informed. We are not worried about anything with that. There is nothing to legitimize that relationship anyway.
It should be a way of ensuring that we have a steady income while we set up operations with the Harkonnen and weather any storms from the fallout from Zeloria or Vortellus. Good. We are not completely exposed. So, things that need to be done. We need to wait for Orin to recover his health, and then we will use his expertise to scout the route of the Great Expedition, find out if there are any water sources on the path and any Fremen strongholds in the deep desert where we will be harvesting. Also, we need to pursue your idea of negotiating with Zeloria how they wish to navigate the fallout from our changing obligations. Perhaps you could lead up that effort, Disha, and make use of house resources as you see fit.
Of course. The same for House Vortellus?
Yes. I suspect they will be more amenable to Janice's idea that perhaps it's only a temporary stoppage in the data transfer to them. Perhaps you can convince them that they don't need to take any legal action against the house. If you can find something to offer them in concession, then all the better. Again, I'll leave that to your inventiveness. Finally, we need to find out if House Kadish is moving against us in a more overt way from this mercenary that you captured. Have I covered everything?
the order in which we do it.
Explain.
What priorities would you like? In which order of hierarchy are these actions to take place?
I will be informing Zeloria first thing in the morning that our contracts with our Ornithopter spotters, prospectors, and Fremen intelligence data are void immediately. The fallout will be swift. Mitigating that will be of a high priority. Kaddish's interferences are somewhat routine at this point. I would like to see if there's anything wider at play, but I don't see them as a direct existential threat.
More like swatting a fly.
Exactly. So
it would be convenient, but not necessary.
Exactly. So I find that to be of secondary importance. Ah, yes, I have missed something. My love, you were telling me about a Harkonnen scientist who wishes to work more closely with us.
Drusa Nurkel, yes. I believe, given her expertise, working closely with her will help us greatly.
And you have put a certain idea into her head that staying where she is permanently is a danger to her.
Well, where is safer but under the eye of Ikshana?
Truly impressive and perhaps dangerous to poach personnel from underneath our patron's nose. Perhaps we can make it a more subtle move. Could you perhaps reach out to her, bring her in on planning for the great expedition, and as she continues to work more closely with us, perhaps she wishes to have a permanent place in our residence to expedite her work?
Well, of course. If she is working for Harkonnen, then so are we. It is rather less poaching and more relocating.
As we gather our assets, the planning for the expedition will gather pace. For now, let us ensure we are in a strong position before we look ahead to ensuring that it goes well. We need our Fremen contacts in place and healthy. We need our liabilities shored up and taken care of, and our rivals put in their place. You know where to find me if you need me. For now, enjoy your evenings. Thank you. He takes your hand, Lady Disha.
He may have it.
And a suspense and a suspensor globe follows you to your quarters as you leave. The scene doesn't have to end here. You are expected to leave.
Yes.
With the Count. He's a little bit riled up from what you did earlier. He perhaps wants a less faked version.
Amazing.
Of what
you I have an to. Asset.
Asset.
It's not.
I got a pair of assets. Hey!
No. It's to pull an allusion to the book, to pull a Lady Jessica. I am in the colour he likes best.
Yes. But the scene doesn't sort of break up instantly, and if Janice.
I just go by friends. Like, Janice is a character. Don't worry.
Okay, fine. Janice and Saba, if you want to converse with any servants or lackeys or with each other or anything else before the scene wraps up, you may.
For Saba, he intends to have the information extracted by night's end. He's been tasked with this, so he is immediately going to turn on his heel and beeline for the training room to gather implements and tools of persuasion to begin the process of extracting information.
The Viscount has asked that Lady D should be present.
Yes, he'll get himself ready first. As soon as Lady Disha and the Viscount are
yes, you have to wait.
Finished.
You have to wait. As they say, you have to wait at her pleasure.
Yes, at the Viscount's pleasure.
Knowing the Viscount, he'll wait a few minutes. But as long as
Ow.
He's ready to
that
go,
is, you are. That's treason.
As long as Saba is ready to go, so that when Disha is ready, there's no waiting around. As long as he is ready, that's all that matters.
I suspect Disha would have a chance to communicate to Janice that he's expected to give the Viscount a report on what he's done.
Yeah.
What he's unearthed.
As well, Janice and Lady Disha seem to employ a lot of non-verbal communication.
They have a whole system.
Previously in the scene, post coming back with the Viscount, Lady Disha would have tapped on the lips subtly and then put her hand back on the Viscount's arm, making eyes at you, Janice.
Yep.
That's all that need be said.
And, you know, from experience, to give them an hour or two.
Hey!
Give them enough time.
I got that prana bindu, guys.
give them enough time to do another scene.
Total body control.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And, you know, they'll like to retire to, as nobles do, wash up, you know, have a bit of small talk before they do whatever.
The whole ritual.
Whatever you say, Phil. Yeah. You want to class it up.
Yeah. No, or maybe they just ravage each other for 2 hours. I don't know.
No, I imagine it's very June where there's lots of pillow talk.
Yes.
So, I'm going to do a scene.
What scene would you like?
I'd like to spy on or gather information on the House Zaloria. House Zaloria.
We've got House Zaloria and House Vortellus are the ones we are breaking contract with. And Zaloria are the other miners, I believe.
Yes.
Or spice miners, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Zaloria are spice miners. You've had a 10-year contract with them.
Great.
Wow. And they're likely to seek financial compensation immediately.
Yes. Well, the Viscount is going to have a conversation with them tomorrow morning. That's what he said.
Yep.
So we need to arm him with assets.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I'm going to do that by spying on them.
Tonight?
Yeah.
So would you like to physically spy on them?
Mm-hmm.
So they have a compound in the Waterfall District. What are you trying to do? Explain to me.
Okay. I am going to break in, get the asset of blackmail document from them. Just get a document, something.
That can be used against to persuade them not to take legal action.
Yep. Maybe something from their finance. Maybe something that is poor quality. Maybe supply contact. I'm not quite sure. I'll figure that out in the scene. Doesn't need to be there. All that needs to happen is I'm trying to get a blackmail asset from them, and I'm doing that by being a spy. I will load up with two other spies in my scene, and we'll break in and spy and head back out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Janice is heading out into the night to attempt to get a little bit of dirt on the rival house, House Zaloria, which will initiate an espionage conflict.
Oh.
Now, I'd like to know, Janice is obviously going to be, you're going to be controlling Janice in the scene.
Janice.
That's right. So who would you two like to control? Does Zaba have time before he gets his jollies?
I feel like Zaba is waiting for Lady Disha to be available after Game of Chess to come and partake.
She's doing important work.
Yeah.
So you can each bring a minor NPC for free for no momentum, or you can create new notable NPCs for use in the scene and later.
How much threat you got?
Bring in a new one. I have 4 threat.
Oh, okay.
You guys are sitting on no momentum because you keep using it.
We can use the other one, right? The other PC.
He costs 3 to make, so he costs half rounded up to bring in. So 2.
Are you talking about Kaithan?
Kaithan.
Yeah, Kaithan will cost 2 threat to do.
2 threat, yeah.
2 threat, yeah.
I mean, I think creating a minor one for free seems to be the go.
Yeah, you guys can just be kind of tools, your own tools.
I feel like Janice just grabs 2, not quite grunts, but basically grunts to come along and be like, come on, we got stuff to do.
Yep, spies in training.
Spy. Do you want to give them slightly different flavor, the two of them? Like, you can just be like, spy and spy.
Yeah.
But I feel like if one is like a cat burglar type.
One's more of a scout, trying to be on the lookout for like danger and issues. That's kind of their act, like defensive.
Maybe then if there is one that is still stealthy, but with an air of if something is to happen, the priority is to defend important members of the house. So more like a guard for Janice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at stealth. Yeah. I'm pretty sneaky. It's my second best stat.
Yeah. So you're the one.
And I'm also pretty good at observation. Yeah. So I can do both of those things pretty well.
Mm. Yeah.
So someone who's good at either of those to complement and help, mm-hmm. or I think Ellen having someone who's physically strong.
Someone with battle.
Specifically like the cudgel thieves use to knock people
blackjack.
Out. Yeah, blackjack.
Yeah.
That sort of person.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, I think that's good. We're all spies, but this flavor is if someone needs to be knocked out, then that'll be this NPC's go. Yep.
And my character's attempting to mitigate problems by seeing them before they arise. It's the scout almost.
So what would your primary skill be?
My primary skill, I think, would be understand.
And mine would be battle.
Okay, so you've got scout and not quite thug, enforcer?
Yeah, let's say that. I enforce my cudgel on the back of people's heads.
Okay, so what's interesting about espionage as conflict is the zones can be somewhat looser. So some of them are places and some of them will be groups. They can even be things like events. They're also not always all available to you. Probably won't be any events in this one because we're trying to get this done in one night.
Yes.
But say there was a party you could go to get a interesting piece of information or set up an informant that might only exist for like a turn or something.
Sure.
Right? So the zones are not as... We've had a conflict with the zones of their physical location. But instead, here we're being a bit more abstract. So, this gives you tools and angles to try and create assets and find links and work your way in. So, I'm going to start with defining the zone of the Waterfall District.
Which is where we are.
Yeah, which is both where you and the Zalaria compound is as well.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Oh, but
it's where all the rich people are. Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Cool. Our embassies are very close by.
They're at least walking overnight. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Zalaria compound itself. You don't know what's inside, but it does a link to the Waterfall District, right?
Yep.
Link to the Zaloria compound is zone I will call House Zaloria. This is the group of them. This is all their servants, their officiants, their aides, their runners, anyone associated with the house. It's that group. And so if you wanted to create a informant or someone to get a back door or something, you would move into this zone to create it. That links to the Zaloria compound.
Yep.
There is a wider zone that is taking in, that is Carthag.
Yep.
But we might not necessarily need to move in that zone. Now, once you get inside the Zaloria compound, you might need to do some rolls to find a more pertinent zone, whether it's an archive or a place where you can listen in on a conversation. But I'll leave it up to you to create those links once you're inside. I will say the compound itself, you know that it has the assets in it of guarded gates and patrols.
Cool.
The Waterfall District has some city guard patrols. Mm-hmm. They're not really an asset owned by any house. They're more of the city's staff. And House Zaloria has its own spies. And they exist in that zone of House Zaloria's staff.
Okay.
You'll all begin in the Waterfall District. I'll start with you.
Great.
Janice, you can start with the first turn. You can move or do an action with an asset. What would you like to do?
Great. I am going to use an action with an asset. My asset is Black Market Trader. I'd like to attempt to get information from that Black Market Trader.
Create a new asset.
Create a new asset about the house as a whole. About their house.
So with the asset, what specifically are you after? Security hole? Tell me what you want to create.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you succeed, you will create that exact asset.
Yeah.
Could be vulnerability or it could be...
Just a huge hole in the side.
Yeah. Could be more social. Like it could be corrupt staff member or something. Do you know what I mean? You can define
I want a bribable guard.
Bribable guard. Right, okay.
Or a guard with scrupulous morals.
Yes.
Yeah, bribable guard.
Yes. Yeah. Corrupt guard.
Thank you. Yeah.
So it's difficulty 2, your black market asset. Where is he? Can you get to him in the Waterfall District?
I think for our purposes, yes.
Yeah. So you're not going to have to use a turn to move. You're going to say he's available to talk to him.
Yeah, he's available.
Right. I'm going to say that's fine. I'm going to make it difficulty 3 by spending a turn.
Okay. I am going to do this action. So I don't have to move to him. I have traits to do it, spy. So I'm creating him by...
So you're trying to create an asset, right?
Yes, yes.
To use, to make the role possible, you are using the asset of...
I'm using the asset Black Market Trader.
Black Market Trader. That makes it possible.
Yes.
So that's the enabling asset. If you're successful, you create a new asset for this scene. Corrupt Guard.
Corrupt Guard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my skill of... What do you think? Communicate or discipline is probably more apt in talking to this guy and getting this out of him?
I would say communicate
probably. Yeah. Discipline is a willpower.
Yeah, sure.
What is the verbal skill?
It's the social verbal skill.
I would say, I would argue, either communicate or understand.
There's an argument for understand, yeah.
I would say you could make that argument if you want.
I think it's not a good skill for me, but I think it is probably communicate. I'm going to talk to this guy and have to get it out of him. I can't deduce who the guard is by understanding the black market.
You
trader.
Have to go, hey, you owe the house a favor. You're going to tell me something about House Siluria and their compound.
Yes, that's right. It's not really a duty action. I'm trying to get more power.
Yes, you haven't been commanded to do this.
No, I haven't been commanded to do this.
You are trying to impress your superiors by turning up with ammunition ahead of the meeting with Siluria tomorrow.
Specifically, this action is trying to like interrogate information
become
from
more powerful yourself in utilizing this scenario. Yeah, I agree with that. What's your power statement?
Power is always wielded by those who should hold it.
Yeah, you believe you're justified in doing this. I think goes with your power statement.
Yep.
Do you have anything that would lower the difficulty? I would argue that trait of spy.
Yes, spy
is a useful trait that steps down the difficulty.
Black market trader. Yeah.
So black market trader makes it possible. The fact that you're a spy makes lowers it easier. Yeah. Because this is the kind of thing that you do.
Yeah.
This is your wheelhouse, right?
And I'm going to buy an extra die for a point of threat.
Yep. Okay.
So we're back up to 4.
So back up to 4. Yay. And the difficulty is
2, you said. Now it's down to 1.
Yeah. So it starts, base is 2. I turned it up to 3 with threat.
Oh, did you? Yep.
And
okay.
You brought it back down with spy to 2.
I got to roll under 11 with 3 dice. Could I have some help?
Yeah. What quality?
Single D20 using our quality?
Yeah, because we didn't say what quality NPCs
I don't think he's going to take bad quality NPCs. Like, so you're 7s or 8s, I would say.
Yeah, easy. Right. Yeah. So
6s or 7s, I'd say. Let's say 7.
I'll give you 7.
I feel like they're not good enough to be... 8 is like the guard to count.
These are the people that are available to take as well. You're like, quickly on a short notice, you're not doing anything, come with me.
Yeah.
So that would be like a 7 quality, our highest stat is a 6 and then everything else is 5. Is that correct?
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so...
What was the number, sorry?
Your highest stat, you said you were an understand. So that would be a 6 and all the other skills would be 5.
Great.
But our quality is 7.
Yeah. What would we be rolling?
However you can convince me that you're helping.
Because what are you trying to do in this exact moment?
So we, the 3, go to a part in our house. We've had dinner. These noble houses, even a minor house, will have guests, will have people milling about, will have minor members of the house hosting other people trying to climb up the political ladder. And this individual is sitting by themselves in a circular room, as is ours. And I've grabbed the two of you along with me, brought you into the room, and I am trying to surreptitiously learn how asking questions and dropping little, maybe feigning ignorance over things, depending on how this person talks into the future, socially prompt them.
He's inside your compound who deals with your black market contacts. Yeah. Right.
And you're trying to ascertain a way in.
Yes, and I have two people with me who are spies in training, or apprentice spies or infiltrators.
The way that I'm going to assist is Deuce, I'm calling him, because Deuce is not directly the one doing the intimidating. He's just far back enough and he's watching the body language to make sure that this person isn't lying.
Yep, understand.
Could I propose that this figure, who is a little bit more physically imposing, Antras, I'm going to name him, could I propose that his presence by Janice is a bit intimidating?
Is a bit good cop, bad cop?
Yeah.
Bit of a battle?
Essentially I'm providing a strong, imposing figure to Janice, meaning that people would think twice before trying to manipulate him or lie to him.
You'd better dig out the information that he requires.
Or I will dig it out manually.
You are the deterrent.
Yes.
Yay!
Both of you, I'm happy with both of those roles. So if you'd like to do those first.
I really hope this doesn't...
And they're both going to be 20s.
The last time...
To get under a 13.
The last time we tried to help...
we both got 20s.
By the way, your top skill is a 6. You have 2 fives and the rest of
4s.
Yeah, but because we're... Top skill is a 6, and then we're marrying it with the quality, are we not?
Yeah,
to get the target is always number, which the is 13.
Yeah. That is a 7 under a 13 for me, so
excellent.
A success.
Wait, 6 plus 7, 13, I was right. My math is good.
Yeah, yeah.
11, so yes.
Hey.
So you already got 2 successes from your assistants.
Great. Let's see what I get. 3 dice under 11.
You've already got 2.
That is 3 dice under 11.
What?
Yep. I got an 8, 6, and a 2.
Holy shit.
So we get...
You didn't need us at all.
Well, we get 3 momentum.
Yes, which we'll probably need.
3 momentum in the table and create the asset. This is amongst House Zaloria, right? So you'll have to spend a move to get it to the Zaloria compound to make it available. So that represents you finding out where and when he's on station, right?
Yes.
But you now have the asset amongst House Zaloria of Corrupt Guard.
We kind of triangulate on this individual. Deuce stands at least slightly back while Janice and Anthrax.
It's a Greek. It's a bastardization of Greek for strength.
Yeah, hover over with your good cop, bad cop routine.
Let's make a zone for you guys, because it's where you actually are, right? It's House of Kshana.
Inside the Waterfall District?
Yeah. In their turn, in the Zaloria turn, they are going to subtly move a spy. They fail. And because they have failed a risky move, you may move one asset, your team.
Great. We can move an asset. We're going to move the bribable guard from the house kind of staff, house itself, into the courtyard.
Into the compound.
Onto the compound, pardon.
Ah, where all the runners
so
and the
now
secrets are, potentially.
Makes it, they're less attached to the kind of house as a whole, and they're just a member in the building, right? They're no longer...
So what that represents is instead of you knowing that someone on the staff is bribable, you now know physically where they will be tonight.
Right.
Okay. So they've gone from an abstract, someone on the staff is corrupt, to that guy guarding the East Garden Gate is corrupt.
Yeah. And we could have used focus to move him around.
You can use momentum and stuff to move your own assets and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Then it goes to your turn again.
The assistant.
Yeah.
The assistant. Who wants to go first?
Do you think Deuce might be... better, sir? I mean, like, I guess I could... I know he's corruptible. I'm just thinking in terms of, like, this very minor NPC being good at sneaking and hitting stuff.
Yes.
Might not be the best approach, but you as a scout might be able to, like, get some more
intel.
Continue
to create assets that will be useful later, There's no time limit.
Could create assets, which is money. Or stuff to bribeable guard.
I think what I would like to do is, tell me how this can manifest in game terms, is an assurance that we're not being watched, or that we are in a secure area to approach this person. Like, again, I'm trying to mitigate issues.
I will need you to move to the compound to do that.
Great.
Before you can start doing that. And the moment you're at House Kshana, so you'll have to move through the Waterfall District and to the compound.
The way this will manifest is Deuce is looking to literally scout ahead. He breaks away from the two and is starting to weave his way to get a jump on the area, like scout ahead, make sure that, because we know the when and we know the where and we know the who. Yep. Make sure that no one else knows that, and like that there is no informant on our end that is going to get the drop on us.
Yeah, so I would like you to make a move from the House of Kshana compound to the Waterfall District.
That's going
to
be a 5. Because all my others are move on, so 5 plus the inherent 7, so that's going to be a 12 that I have to beat.
And it's 2 to beat, there's 3 momentum there available.
I'm just moving at the moment.
Just
so,
moving,
yeah,
normal
moving,
movement.
So I can do this. And I did not. I got a 20 as well. 2 fails and a 20.
Uh-oh.
So you don't move, and you remain in House of Kshana.
Yeah, the complication.
As you go to sneak out, you notice there are a lot of Harkonnen patrols on the streets tonight, and you don't want to be clocked sneaking around because everything gets logged. Everything gets reported back, and guys sneaking around in the night, coming out of the compound, not a good look. So you remain in the shadows.
He has to take a moment. He starts to walk ahead and sees one too many patrols in the area and immediately slips himself into an alleyway. He can't move anymore, and he has just to sit and observe from where he is.
And I'm going to say your complication is you become jittery.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You become jittery. Your movements are affected now. You're like, oh, I nearly got caught foot padding around in the middle of the night, and I would have to answer some questions.
Confidence immediately shattered.
Yeah, so you duck back into the shadows. They're going to attempt again to move their spies. They're going to get one out into the compound. From their kind of staff pool, I'm going to move one out into the compound. I'm going to spend a threat to give myself another dice instead of trying to roll a threat.
I was just
going
to say,
counter.
You're trying to roll a two-sided token there.
That's a 1, isn't it? Though?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because they are special dune die. The crits are
2
the ones.
Yes.
Cool. That was the 2 successes I needed. There's no bonus movement or anything, but one of Zaloria's specialist spies is now in the compound zone. that represents an extra kind of difficulty for you. One of their expert eyes is on patrol. Instinct, perhaps, that someone wants to break in. Your turn.
Okay. I think what I'd like to do is create the asset of something that the corruptible guards will like. Potentially spice, right? I mean, it's a kind of drug, or I mean, we could just go for like salaries, but
right?
Like, yeah. I just think in terms of like stuff that's going to be very alluring and stuff we have a lot of access to.
Well, I think it's something you can create while here in House of Shana, right?
Yeah.
Because having a spice store makes sense.
Also,
right?
Salaries, I don't really understand. It doesn't seem like an actual physical currency, so
well,
you know what I mean?
Everything's abstracted.
Exactly.
So it would be an amount of salaries, right? It would just be some salaries.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's really flavorful. It's something that the guard wants.
Let's say, like, yeah, refined, high-quality spice.
A canister of high-quality spice.
This ain't just regular spice.
Now, you can create this for 2 momentum if you like, or you'll have to roll for it.
What's the trait that you would be rolling to enable it?
I don't have traits, I'm minor.
Okay. you are an enforcer, right?
Yeah.
So
you could make a weapon.
I could, yeah, instead of spice.
Yeah, if you're an enforcer, that would track.
That would. At the moment, I have no potential traits that will aid in this, so I'm happy to...
I could argue that you're on in-house Akshana, which probably has,
which
you know,
has
the trait
access,
like home turf.
Wealthy,
right?
Or something.
It has the wealth or home base, any of those things. I would argue that it's possible for you to secure those things. You're under the command of one of the spy masters of the house, right?
Yeah.
So if you do want to create the bribe, I would let you do it.
Yeah, let's go for it. Can let's spend the momentum.
Spend the momentum?
To create it. Yeah?
Yeah, why
we're
not?
Happy with
go
that.
For it.
Just because I don't think my role's probably going to
yield something positive.
Yeah, I mean,
we're setting ourselves up, and then once we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also,
yeah. I think let's just spend it and
the game is
it.
Preparation and marshalling, right?
Yeah.
So you've created a bribe. The way that it will work as an asset is you can attach it to one of you guys to move it through the zones because it needs to be physically given to him, right?
Yes.
Is that a specific move as well? Or like,
it's just like if you're doing a move, tell me if you're the one holding the bribe, you're transporting it.
Excellent.
Especially, you know, if you get caught with it, it's obviously
why
are
you carrying around a canister of spice?
So it matters who's got it.
I just imagine, you know, a glove picking up a canister of spice, secreting it in a pouch.
Secreting it?
Yeah, it's not the word I wished I'd use, but we've already
it's
laughed
a viable
about it
verb.
Now. And,
it's a viable verb. She used it correctly.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
You can,
it just
you
sounds
can secret
awful.
Something.
Yeah.
Secreting, though.
Secreting.
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 I think Ellen
secreted.
Said
secreted.
I thought
yeah.
secreted.
Secreted.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
did say secreted.
That's my lane. I use the words the way they're not meant to be used.
Yeah, see, this is the thing, and we've all laughed about it, so now it can't be cut. Which is the worst.
Content.
Fucking hate it.
The Zalorian spy is going to try to create the asset of surveillance equipment. Failure and complication.
Hey, it's what I got.
His paranoia is being looked down on poorly by his superiors. He believes something's going down for whatever reason, but they don't agree with him and he's wasting resources. Your time would be better spent collating reports.
Yes.
So get back to it. Your turn.
I have to be attached to an asset to move it.
This particular
that
one.
Particular
that
asset.
That particular one in this conflict is a physical item.
Yes.
So I would like you to move it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
If it was something more abstract, I would allow you to push it between them, right?
All right. No,
but
I was
it is there to be taken.
I was just thinking of pulling our contract, our bribable person into the house and then us following them across.
That's an option. I would allow you to try and do that.
Yeah. I just don't know how I would prompt them, like
that's hard, isn't it?
Real story,
in narrative terms,
to get him away from his post.
Yeah,
hard,
exactly right.
It would
exactly
be
right.
You'd have to do something with a distraction or a false signal, or
set up a firework.
You might, as a spy, you might know some of the code of House Siluria to then
I feel
signal,
like I'd have the asset then of that.
Yeah.
You would need to create that asset.
Yeah, create
I would
that
also
asset.
I would allow if you wanted to stay home at House Ikshana and have the bribe delivered, you could use a courier to do that, but you would have a lot less control over it.
Yeah, for sure.
If he gets discovered, it's instantly discovered. If you were holding it and discovering it, you have a chance to hide it. You can move it independent of yourself if you want to, but you can also carry it yourself.
I feel like I should create another asset just in preparation.
Fine, yeah.
You've probably got the skills as well to roll for it too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am going to create the asset.
Yeah, it's interesting because you can be very abstract. Intangible things are things you can create.
It's what
yeah.
entirely bounced me off Blades in the Dark.
Right.
I could not play that game ever. As much as I love it.
A back door? Or
yeah, I'm thinking that. I'm thinking like
access to the place?
Like, do you want information on the layout? What do you want?
Like a blueprint almost.
How about like guards routine or something like that?
I was thinking about that earlier. Like, it's almost like you've had someone scout and watch. When do they lay off? Where are the weaknesses? Like, what are the actual comings and goings of the guards?
Yeah, I feel like that's what I want to try and make. I feel like I can't do it well in the house, though.
Well, you may have to move to the compound and then make an observation.
Let's take the bribe and let's move into the waterfall district. Let's move out of the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you moving subtly or boldly or normally?
I'm moving subtly. Let's move normally.
A move test. Difficulty 2.
And I believe I'm being motivated by power still, not duty.
Yeah, your motivation seems the same to me.
Yep.
Do we have motivation? Do we have momentum?
We have one momentum.
Do we use two?
I'm going to... Can I argue that as I kind of make my way out, I am lowering the difficulty by one because I'm a spy?
Yes. Beautiful. Moves don't require assets to initiate. You can always just move, right?
Yeah.
So that asset of spy, I will argue, steps down the difficulty.
You could also
This is a very spy thing you're doing. Yeah. Moving through
moving
the streets
out
at night.
Into the streets at
yeah,
night.
Difficulty one then.
You could use the momentum to try and get more successes, which will give us more momentum.
That's a good point.
He's starting to play the game.
It's only taken the better part of 2 days.
Because now you only need one success. You got 3 die. If you get the extra momentum,
the difficulty,
it's 4 die. Momentum. You get 4 successes,
that's
3
fair.
Momentum.
That's very good. I will spend the momentum.
I'm the smartest gamer now.
Yay!
Doesn't it feel great, Sean? Doesn't it feel great to understand why to own a system?
One day I'll own a system.
It's entirely diceless.
Yes.
It's entirely the whims of the GM.
It's called emotional intelligence. Yes. I envy you, Ellen.
The book is just blank.
That's just writing.
Yeah.
You've invented
Wait a minute. This is my journal.
It's a journal. Because people ask me stuff.
Right.
And I get to tell them yes or no.
You've invented collaborative writing.
You'll enjoy playing those one person journal based.
I really
do. That's right. Yeah.
What is it, Thousand Years of Vampire?
I fucking love that game.
You move out into the city. It's a move test.
Yep.
Difficulty 1 with 3 die.
I don't get any pluses, so the chance I could get 3
yes.
on here. I'm rolling with 6 and 7, so that's 13.
Yep.
13's and under.
Yep.
Hope for...
You could get 6.
Hope for 2 of those.
Do you have a focus in this?
Nothing that's going to help me.
Yeah. Technically sneaking. He's moving.
My focus is observe, so I'm a scout and a spy.
Do it.
That's really bad.
2 successes.
The panic.
Oh, so it's 1 momentum and you succeed.
Yeah.
So keeping track, you are in...
I am in the waterfall district.
You're out into the waterfall district.
With my bribe, successfully.
With the canister squirreled away in your robe.
White robes.
White robe.
White, blue, yellow robes.
So over to their turn, I'm going to have the patrols of the waterfall district look for you.
Okay.
Just look for suspicious people.
Do I roll a defense?
Yes, you can. We can make a contested roll. It affects you. So movement roll?
Yes, yes.
So set a difficulty for these guards to find you.
Just the movement roll, or do I need the drive as well for that?
Yeah, there's always a drive.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I suspect this is actually probably like a justice or duty. Not getting caught.
Yeah, not getting caught.
Duty, I would say.
It's
a
duty.
Yeah, because you
don't
get caught.
Fucking
it
get
reflects,
caught.
Yes, reflects on your house. You are having to answer questions. Why are you carrying 1,000 solaris?
What must be done must be done. Yeah. It doesn't discount
no,
that.
No, I don't think so.
Wait, what are you doing here?
Yeah, because then the house is going to be asked, why the fuck is Mentat? Spymaster around.
Okay, so
setting the difficulty is... that's 2 successes, because I crit on the observe part.
Nice.
Huzzah.
Stu, I will let you succeed at a cost if you prefer.
Oh, that'd be
yes,
good.
Yes, I'd like to. Thank
okay,
you.
So it was move.
Yes.
You are also, with your near miss, you're also feeling nervous.
That's okay.
Complication to your moves that will make it more difficult to move in the future.
Okay.
Until you can shake that off.
Can I spend a point of momentum to do anything retroactively?
You can ignore complications by two momentum each. So it would be one momentum and a threat, or two threat.
One momentum, one threat, you said?
You could do it. There.
Yeah, let's do that.
So
I don't really want to be nervous.
Me neither.
Counterproductive.
So you're almost caught, and that rattles you. Patrols are heavy tonight. Harkonnens know things are changing.
Yeah.
They want to make sure order is maintained, especially around the house that knows things are changing more than any other. So yes. You suspect that it's intentional.
That
The guards are actually keeping tabs on you guys.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. And that makes you nervous. But you can't afford to be nervous.
No.
So you shake it off.
Yep.
No momentum left, and I'm sitting on four threats.
That's fine.
Turn is back to House Shana, yeah. So one of you two.
I mean, I just need to get into the space. Mm. Someone's going to make a really straight and simple. It's like from the shadows, he's going to look. He's trying to look for a gap where he watches. He adheres to his training enough to go, right, the situation has changed. These new patrols that are in the area, watch them. Is there any patterns? Is there a gap? Can I slip through and get into the new space?
So you attempt to leave Ikshana and get through the district again?
Yes.
I would like to help.
Please.
And I'd like
you're
to
in the zone.
Because I'm
entering.
In the zone that he's entering in. Also like a high, I'm the spy mask. Like I'm,
yeah.
Yes.
So do what I do. Follow me. Come to where I'm hiding in the shadows.
Yes.
Not to where you think you should go, but to where I've deduced is the right place to be.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So make an understand roll.
I'd understand?
Say. Yeah, one die, remember?
Okay, yep.
One die for help, yeah. It's duty. You're commanding troops.
That's right.
So.
Deductive reasoning?
Not quite.
That's a pass.
Yeah, so yep. You have one free success.
May I help?
If
as
you
an
can
enforcer?
Explain what you're doing.
And trust is in the area that Deuce is leaving.
Yes.
If I need to take anyone out.
You're guarding where he's going and you're guarding.
Yeah,
yeah okay. Yeah,
yay!
Sure.
I love justifying yeah. stuff.
I do it in life.
Yeah. No, it's not a complication, but it's not a success.
Yeah, so there isn't any need for you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one to bash.
No.
Right?
And you don't want to draw attention to yourself
exactly.
either, so yeah. you can't really...
Yeah. yeah.
So, subtle, bold, or normal move?
Oh, and remind me the difference?
If you pass a subtle move, you can keep the momentum for free. If you pass a bold move, you can move an enemy asset. Failing one of the two special moves lets your opponents move an asset for free and you cannot keep the momentum,
right.
even paying for
I'm
it.
I'm going to do the subtle, which is to keep the initiative if we can.
For free, yeah.
For free. Let's
if
do that.
If you succeed.
Because I've already got one success.
One
I just
success
need to
for
get me. One. Just getting one. So move, which is 7 plus. Is
oh,
it,
7 is your
yeah,
quality.
7
yeah.
plus six. My 6. So it's 13.
Easy. Should
watch
easy.
Me get a 20 and an 18.
Yeah.
Well, don't say it.
I was watching.
A 14. And a 3.
Yeah.
Two successes.
Two successes. Plus your 1.
Two successes in total, right?
Yeah, no, you gave me 1.
Yes.
And I just got 1 just
okay.
then.
So
two
no
successes.
Momentum generated.
No.
So
but we get to keep the
we do.
So you move into the Waterfall District. You meet up with Janice in the shadows.
Yeah, he finds a moment, a gap in the patrols where they're just not happening to look. And he quickly squirrels out and recalling how his Mentat spymaster ducked and weaved and kept himself small, yet surreptitiously, and he retraces the steps and finds himself right in league with Janice.
There are many out tonight.
Shh.
There are many out tonight.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
Very quickly, can we get confirmation? Janus or Janice?
Janice.
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 Sorry, slip of the tongue.
That's all right.
Right. I've been doing both as well. So
that's okay. Yeah. I've been saying Janice.
Janice,
I think,
great.
From the
yes.
get-go.
Yes.
I can't remember episode 0 and episode 1.
Yeah. So
you would have said Janice.
I
yeah,
think
yeah.
so.
What You're going off the Roman.
Yeah.
What are the
yeah.
liabilities?
But I don't know if Chris would have been smart enough / stupid enough to be like, I'm going to pronounce it differently to make it different. Because he's an idiot like that sometimes.
I have written it as the Roman.
Damn past Chris.
Damn past Chris, smarter than he actually is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.